L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Looking at every aspect of our lives, our behavior, creating change, resisting change, opposing change, you know, everything that happens, it boils back to that state of just being electric.
Tabitha Scott has a BS in finance, an MBA, and a master's in bank management, and she's credentialed as a certified energy manager through the Association of Energy Engineers in blockchain through MIT, and holds numerous certifications in human biofield therapy. So there's a point when some of us reach burnout and we have to redirect our lives. In this case, it involved a trip and a stay in Costa Rica. And that's where things begin to make sense again. Animals play a huge role in this, and you'll recognize a few. And others are exotic and definitely off the beaten path. The book is Trust Your Animal Instincts, Recharge Your Life and Ignite Your Power. Tabitha Scott. This is so cool. I mean, you are absolutely, in terms of personalities and work and all that, we would call you a type A, maybe a type A plus.
That is fair.
Okay.
That is totally legit.
Okay. Explain that, because I'm just, you know, I know the backstory, but you come from an executive background, the whole nine yards, and then switching gears to what you're doing now. So give us a brief history.
Right. I was raised in a family where competition was where it's at, in a very strict family of a couple of elementary school teachers, and they were always pushing us forward. And I grew into, from a rural Kentucky upbringing on a farm there, into being a global executive, and worked on some large projects like renewable energy projects, solar arrays, net zero communities, many years ago before that was popular. And it was a really interesting time of balancing being a career woman, as well as a mother, as well as the conflicts that we put with ourselves as being raised one way, which in my case was very conservative, and then thriving and living in a world that was very progressive, and, you know, finding the place where I should be. You know, I should have dinner on the table every night. I should be the perfect mom, but I should work as much or more than the guys at the office to prove myself. And I just ended up shoulding all over myself with all of those things.
Yeah.
And realized, hey, there's a lot of pressures I've been packing around here. And I think type A's are the worst, because we put a lot of those pressures on ourselves as well with perfectionism. And the book talks about reaching this point in my life where I had focused so much on trying to control the things I couldn't, like my son got narcolepsy, for example, or I had a scare with breast cancer. And, you know, we can't control those things. And I reached this point of burnout, walked away from my job, gave away most of my things, and lived in the Costa Rican jungle for 3 months, and re-energized, reconnected there, and have a lot of lessons learned about how energy is the basis of all things in our lives.
What I think is so fascinating, and it might be too, you know, simplistic to say that that cancer scare did it. You were there before that, because there was a lot of wisdom that you brought to that equation, knowing that, okay, it isn't just the cancer. There's more going on here. How, I mean, that's a huge, huge departure. How were you able to do that?
It's a departure that was a long time coming. I think I just wanted to be away from influence for a while and really reconnect with that type of joy that I had as a kid. You know, that type of joy that your parent has to call you in for dinner because you lose track of time.
Yes, yes.
And you forget to eat. You know, we are capable of having that kind of joy all the time. It's a high vibe state. And I had lost sight of that in lieu of all the things going on in my life. And as you said, I had a lot of background leading up to the point where I went away for a few months, and that included really studying electrical energy. How does it work? But how does it work in the context of humans and studying human biofield healing and repair? And for me, it just all clicked whenever I got away from the distractions that we see every day. And I really tuned into, you know, we can be Baptist or Buddhist, or we can be left or right or black or white, but everybody is an energist at our core. And what I mean by that is we're made of energy, so is every other living thing. And so we have the capability to connect with each other on a level that people have forgotten since they were little children.
I remember being out in the country when I was growing up and losing track of time, like you're talking about, and then the horn would honk three times because we could wander off. And my mom, that was our signal. The horn honks three times, get on home.
Mine was the front porch light. You better get in. If the light comes on and if it starts blinking, like, you're in trouble.
So. If it blinks. Okay. That's amazing. Okay. So there you go. Well, so the things that tie us together, though, is this need for, I think, connection and the need to feel that something matters. And you were in such a high powered position that it seemed like at one point that you were going through the routine and checking off everything that needed to be done, and still it wasn't enough.
And isn't that how it is sometimes with type A's or with people in general? You know, I felt like my life had become this fake smile in a selfie where you're putting on this face for everyone in the community or your friends or your family or the people at work. And you're not really being true to your authentic self. And it's funny because growing up and being based as that type A logical person, it didn't make sense to me when people would say, well, I'm going away to find myself, or I'm going to, you know, rediscover myself. And it didn't make any sense to me. And once I looked at it through the lens of energy and tapping into what is already a renewable source of, you know, endless love and energy and power for us, then it started to make sense, and realizing everything is a wave, like the growth curve that they use in businesses. Even organizations follow the same growth curve that we do. And so looking at every aspect of our lives, our behavior, creating change, resisting change, opposing change, you know, everything that happens, it boils back to that state of just being electric.
The beginning of the book, and I love it because I grew up with horses too, and horses are, for me, like a power animal just to begin with, and seeing that freedom. And then you tie that into the should monster, where you go in and identify how that relates and how that affected you. And it took some strategy to figure out how this would relate to, you know, a core audience of how others who are in the same position might be able to see themselves. And I think you've done a wonderful job of doing that, of making it accessible to all types of personalities who are feeling like the world is changing constantly and I can't keep up. What do I do next? And then what you do is you identify those shoulds that were holding you back, that you had just been unconscious of until you went to Costa Rica.
It was really, the book is about the messages that come through in the form of animals. And it's just as you said, you know, one of the earliest experiences that I remember of feeling that total power and just joy was riding my horse as a child. And the first animal that I mentioned in the book with a sign, an answer from the universe, was, I'm asking about my job. I'm asking about what to do. And, you know, feeling that burnout. I had been dealing with sustainability and renewable energy for years, and people here in the Southeast still think it's a hoax, that we even need to acknowledge climate change. It's a hoax. And so there was a lot of burnout, you know, from all aspects of my life. And I kept asking, what should I do? You know, I'm praying to God. I'm asking my grandmother, who had passed on when I was a teenager. And the answer I kept getting was to see another snake and then another snake. And finally, it occurred to me, shed your skin. And it was just like this epiphany. And they shed their skin because they can't grow. They're literally bound by hanging on to that skin. All of those shoulds, right?
Yeah.
Was the skin. And then the parasites also get in their skin. And so they have to rid of the parasites. And think about our negative self-talk. We type A's, we perfectionists, have all of those parasitic things that we say to ourselves and the relationships we allow others to have with us. So it was a way of helping me recognize these are pressures I don't need. Shed them, get rid of them, and let the shoulds go.
I'm going to take a quick break. My guest again, Tabitha Scott, the book, Trust Your Animal Instincts. We're going to come back and just walk us through that Costa Rica adventure. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Ride along on this mini vacation. It's a trip to the jungle after burnout and finding a new balance, a new framework, and a new way of being comfortable in your own skin. Tabitha Scott. Tabitha's website is powering-potential.com. The book is Trust Your Animal Instincts. Recharge your life and ignite your power.
I asked for some help. And I said, now, please, God, don't send another snake or another scorpion, which had been prior messengers. Can we make it something cute like? And I couldn't think of anything. So I said, like a duck, you know, or a platypus or something. And literally within a few minutes, this woodrail duck that looked like a platypus, like walks right in front of me up the trail, you know, off about 50 yards. And there was my stuff. It led me right to my stuff.
My guest is Tabitha Scott and Trust Your Animal Instincts. Recharge your life, ignite your power. She also addresses the energy element and frequency, vibration. Tesla says it's all about that. And, you know, it's nice to hear that. You're an executive. That's your background. And usually people who are type A plus executives aren't going into the new age type thinking. And I think that immediately discounts it. I think there's a way of thinking that is expansive, and that includes everything that we are. Energy is core. That's core of who we are. And it's so nice to hear you saying, I deal with basically what they call the body electric. I deal with electricity. And so, you know, it's nice to hear that coming from your background because you've lived it.
Absolutely. And the more you think about it, we all live it every day. We just don't pay attention to it. If you think about the words in our language, I feel enlightened. I feel burnout. He lit up the room. He is electric. His personality is electric. There's so many ways that we have tied into our language the state of us being electrical beings. And from a business perspective, if you think about trying to get ideas through and someone else disagrees with you, you end up canceling each other out. It's just like Newton's third law of motion. You work against each other, where if you get behind something that everyone supports, then you can accelerate forward faster. And so whether it's in business leadership or in spirituality, I see myself as kind of this bridge that says it's just high vibes and low vibes, with high vibes being led by things like joy and love and compassion and the things we love to do, like riding that horse or playing in the country, you know, when we were kids.
Well, the other thing too is when you got to Costa Rica, you had a few, revelations. One was food. And I think that was like the big thing of the sugars were gone. And so here you are in a place where it's all, you know, fast food is like, okay, it's all fresh. Wow. How was the adjustment?
The adjustment was difficult at first. Interesting to say. And, you know, if you want to lose weight, go somewhere that you have no option other than to eat, you know, perfectly healthy food. Mm. But, after a couple of weeks, it was fantastic. At first, my body would just crave the sugars or the carbs and the things like I ate back home. And I remember one time being in a village near where I was staying. I had to drive there to get a mobile phone that I could get to connect in a village. And, sat down and ordered this large pizza because it was the only size they had, and ate the whole thing. And the guys sitting at the table next to me were like, what is wrong with this tiny woman?
Inhaling.
Your body is just craving that sugar. But it was incredible. Fresh fish and you know, produce, mangoes just littered the ground. So it was incredible.
The other thing about this is the animals that you connect with there. I like the bats, but we'll go with the monkey, the howler monkey, and explain, because this, you know, for somebody who's stuck in the Midwest, I'm not used to dealing with howler monkeys, but this guy sounds like a treasure. He liked you.
So my experience with the howler monkeys, there was a trail that I would run, and it was an old footpath trail that locals had created over a period of hundreds of years. And these alpha monkeys, howlers are the largest monkeys in Central America, and they make this sound like lions. It's this large howl, and it can be heard for miles. And no exaggerating there, it is the scariest thing if you have never heard one at night and you think that there's a horrific monster out there, but it's just these little monkeys. And, you know, they're sort of a little smaller than chimpanzees, but larger than the circus, like capuchin monkeys. Mm-hmm. And they're known, like, if you drive them nuts or if they're startled, they'll throw their poo at you. So you have to be careful.
Yeah. Boundaries.
Yeah. Boundaries, please. And over time, I developed a relationship with the alpha of this tribe. And he would come out and give his warning grunts and, you know, kind of leave me alone and allow me to go on my way each day. And over time, I had been dealing with and processing emotions, which was something very foreign to me. And one day I actually like cried, which was, you know, a big deal for me. And it wasn't just like a cute little cry you see in the movies. It was like a belly cry. And I hear this cry in the jungle. And I was horrified because nobody is out there in the middle of the jungle in the daytime. And I was just very scared. I hid behind a tree and it was getting closer and closer. I thought someone was mocking me. And eventually the monkey, who I ended up naming Samson, was right above me, like 6 feet away, and he was crying. And it just, this resonance with these animals in this place, I can't explain to you the magic of it. And I was so touched of how he would, you know, instead of grunting at me and giving me the warning he did every other day, he had become a part of my family, my daily routine, and was sympathizing with me. Mm-hmm. And so we shared some wonderful words back and forth. And later in the story, they end up playing a trick on me and taking some of my things.
Yes.
Off the trail. Uh-huh. So this interaction was something like I had never experienced before with wild animals.
Okay, but the intuition thing, you ask for a little bit of help. And this is the unconventional, unexpected, unexplainable connect that makes that happen.
Yes, I asked for some help, and I said, now, please, God, don't send another snake or another scorpion, which had been prior messengers. Can we make it something cute like, and I couldn't think of anything, so I said, like a duck, you know, or a platypus or something. And literally within a few minutes, this woodrail duck that looked like a platypus, like, walks right in front of me up the trail, you know, off about 50 yards. And there was my stuff. It led me right to my stuff. So I would have never found it. How it manifested out of nowhere, I just think you can reach a point where you're so in sync with nature and spirituality that, you know, you're all speaking to each other, and it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was really fun because the monkeys were like, ha, 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 ha.
They were.
And intervention said, okay, here's the duck. The duck could go there without a problem. Said, okay, by the way, here it is. I know where it is. Well, so this kind of thing, though, isn't just a one-off. It happens. You're more in tune when you're there and you're paying attention. So you've woven the story, interwoven animals and that natural element, showing how it's around us all the time.
Absolutely. And people don't understand that we have the absolute ability to tap into that. And whether it's reading someone else's intentions, we do it all the time. If someone walks in a room and you get a sinking feeling in your gut, that is part of being able to read and understand energy patterns.
There's a point where you have an injury. Actually, the companion you're with has an injury, and you say it's like a golf ball size injury after he tries to do the macho thing and find a way to cross the creek without taking his shoes off and fails. Chuckle, chuckle.
Yes.
So he comes back with the war wounds. And you gloss, or at least in the book, you gloss over that part. That's the energy work. And how does that apply now to you, what you're doing? Is it just something, you know, occasionally you'll throw it in or you'll work on people? How did you incorporate that into your current lifestyle? Maybe I should save that for the next break. I want to come back with that energy connection, because that to me is what you have incorporated in this phase of your life that I think brings a whole lot more to the equation, because it is that inner spark that is responsible for being, I think, the glue, the conduit that brings us all together, animals, earth, nature, humans. Back with my guest, Tabitha Scott, the website powering-potential.com. Wendy's Coffee House,
KCMO Talk Radio.
Trust your animal instincts, Tabitha Scott. Recharge your life and ignite your power. The website, powering-potential.com. I wanted to get back into the energy thing because I thought that was impressive, and you just really glossed over it quickly in the part of the book where he needed some help because he had this golf ball size wound, darn, overextending himself.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, it's interesting. My speaking publicist that worked with me said, you need to separate your energy healing stuff from the rest of your stuff. And so there's a whole nother site called originalenergist.com. And I talk about energy healing work there. And basically, it goes back to the science of understanding how electricity works. He had a very inflamed injury, and there was a lot of thermal heat there. And so placing my left palm, which has a negative charge on that, and then placing the right palm lower to the ground, it's using gravity just exactly like sucking gas out of a car tank. You can Google siphon, but it's a energy healing technique. But it works because you're using the laws of gravity, the laws of science. And so the energy healing work that I do, I have a different perspective of it by understanding the way electrical circuits work and electricity works. And so I see connecting chakras, for example, as like jump starting your battery in your car.
Yeah.
You're putting a positive and a negative charge, and you're closing the circuit to jumpstart people's energy. And so studying techniques from ancient Hopi techniques to modern NASA physicist techniques and Far Eastern techniques, the one thing that they all have in common is they're balancing electricity, because we're made of electricity.
What's the website for that again?
It's originalenergist.com.
Okay, because someone listening to this will just have gone, light bulb. What I think is interesting, maybe synchronistic, is that you were focused on renewable energy, okay? And this is what you're tapping into. Don't you think that's kind of cool?
It is cool. And it is, I don't know that if I didn't have that electrical renewable energy background and passion, that I would have really connected the dots, that energy healing and the body and the mind-body connection, it's all the same thing. We have this renewable energy in ourselves, and that's what religions attempt to explain in different ways at different times throughout history. But it's all based on that same beautiful, wonderful source of energy.
And when you had to deal with the should monster, what did you identify as the things that were, basically, this would apply to a lot of us, were holding you back at the time?
Yeah, the things that were holding me back were mostly my fear of not fitting in, of not being liked, of not pleasing. You know, we're tremendous pleasers, and I think women are more so. We tend to be accommodators to make sure everyone else is happy. And so I was doing a lot of that and not even taking time to feel what was going on around me, literally just powering through it and trying to outrun it. I ran, you know, 6 marathons in 18 months, just outrunning, literally and figuratively, all of the pressures that were happening. And so I think identifying where I was trying to accommodate, and I talk about learning to identify what makes you feel uncomfortable in your gut. What is your intuition telling you? Stop doing that. Like, that is your body's way of saying, this is causing you harmful stress. So stop it.
Well, and that's what you determined with the cancer, that that was a big, huge clue that things needed to change.
Absolutely. And if you look at the studies of women with breast cancer, for example, stress is a very high factor that is correlated with different types of cancer. And so it's really, really important to try to sort through these things before it reaches a point where it starts manifesting in your health.
The other thing that I think was a benefit when you went to Costa Rica was you shut out the things that a lot of us are exposed to every day. No media, no Facebook, no phones, no, there was a whole lot of distance, isolation, separation from things that sometimes we are unable to filter because we're so inundated with these messages every single day. How long did it take you to get used to that?
It was very easy to get used to, actually, and I enjoyed it so much that I still have not gone back to watching the news. I still have not gone back into the habits I had beforehand. And, I do stay abreast of issues in other ways, but I totally cut off some habits that were just making my attention focus and tune in to things that were creating anxiety.
Yeah, I was going to say, your body must have had, when you came back, it was easier to identify that stress, having the nice little break, the window that you gave yourself.
It was. And coming back into it, it was a lot. There was a lot of sound. There's a lot of what I call visual vomit. You know, I live downtown in a big city. And, you know, neon lights and, the clutter and the noise, it never ends.
Well, there's, I think, in some ways, a false sense of security that people build into that is connectivity, that because there are other people around, I'm not alone. And yet, at the same time, there is still another aspect of that where you feel alone because you're not engaged with anybody. You might be connected. They might be right beside you and there, but there's no engagement. So are you able to help people with that?
That's so true. And that is a passion that I'm working with now with the company I work with. And they're based out of Memphis. I work out of my home in Nashville. And it's working with companies on purposeful transformation. And what that means is people can be, like you said, surrounded by thousands of other employees. But if they don't feel purpose, if they don't feel passion at work, they're not engaged, they're going to be out more frequently, they're going to leave their job like people have been doing in droves in the last few months. And so it's finding out how to tap into that happiness, how to ask for what you want at work, how to find that purpose and not stressing out. If you don't know your life's purpose, that's fine. I don't know mine either. But you can just pick a waypoint, pick something that feels a little bit better and do more of that. And then pick another waypoint in another couple of weeks. And you can work your way into happiness and fulfillment in your career.
What I want to bring back in here is that you're a certified energy manager, certified demand side manager through the Association of Energy Engineers, blockchain certified through MIT, certified practitioner in biofield holistic practices. You have a lot of hats, okay? And that's just the short list.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So energy is the core again here. But the thing I find interesting about you and helpful is that you are managing these. You're not over emphasizing or trying to hype, because I've been around that type of personality and it will drain you. You're just trying to say, use your energy more efficiently and you will feel better, as in healthier. So how
did you? Absolutely.
Yeah. So that I wanted to bring that in because it's just incredible the way you have found to bring these all together and basically complete the circuit so that people understand these, they all work together.
Well, thank you. It was really impactful last year and the year before when people were saying, everybody feels off balance. You know, we all felt off balance, and that in and of itself is the energetic state of being. Our high vibes were being pulled down by the low vibes of uncertainty and fear. And so literally you felt that tugging of your energy. And that's why you feel off balance. You feel like something's missing. You might feel like a little punch in the gut or disconnected. All of those are electrical ways of being. And so understanding the different aspects of human biofields and the way electricity works, it helps us stay more balanced. And as you said, you want to have an efficient use of what energy you have.
What I wanted to also get into, we're going to take a break, but before we actually started talking, you and I had a conversation that had to do with energy and like, you know, have you ever experienced things blowing out, light bulbs blowing out, computers going wonky, electrical malfunctions and short circuits? Let's go back into that because you, with your energy background, can address why that might be happening. All right. You okay with that?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Tabitha Scott, trust your animal instincts. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. If you've had to deal with burnout, then you might appreciate this story. Tabitha Scott, she's type A, AA, maybe A+. And this story is about burnout and a recovery from burnout. And it took a trip to the jungle to sort things out.
You know, after I came back from the jungle, the thing that really struck me was I had spent all of these years focused on the earth or the environment and the living things and protecting them. And it occurred to me that the real power is in the hearts of the people. And I really need to be focused on how I can help people recharge and how I can help them to deal with change and to stay positive and to avoid burnout. And it really has to start right there, right in the heart of every person. So that's what, at the end of the day, at the end of the jungle trip, I walked away, and that was the message that was on my heart.
Wendy's Coffee House. Reading the book and about the Costa Rica vacation, disconnect, reconnect, was really, really like a mini vacation. You describe stepping into the jungle and saying the energy there, you feel automatically the connection, like when a snake moves, you feel it. Wow, that's like catnip. so to feel that wonderful immersion is what you're talking about to me. That's how I hear it. And so going back into that and understanding how our energy is always working.
We do have a connection with everything around us. Light, for example, you use that as an example, are things that, you know, they work on a certain vibration and even other people's energy. And you could say, you know, I get a bad vibe from that guy. And you really do. But it's like, if you think about throwing a pebble into a pond and you create ripples, those are energy waves or energy ripples. And then if you throw another stone in, and it's going to muck up some of those ripples if they overlap. You know, you're going to get some dissonance in there. Mm-hmm. Or it's like in music, if you're playing a song and you just start playing random notes and, you know, all the different, the black notes and the white notes on the keyboard, and it makes this, you know, dissonance. And that's what's happening is if you are stirred up and, or you're perhaps connecting, you know, to other energies, because our energy, you know, when we die, when we are in different states of consciousness, it doesn't disappear. Einstein said it just changes forms. So it's always there. And when we connect with different forms of energy, whether it's a light bulb or your grandmother who's already passed on, then you're creating a certain resonance or a certain field. And that can either, you know, if you are throwing, you know, extra things in there, you might get a little bit of dissonance. It might blink. You might hear something different, or it might be, you know, a smooth ripples. You never know. Or I shouldn't say you never know. As an outsider, you know, looking into that, you can see these events as disconnected. But once you understand that everything is waves, then you do know that everything is ultimately connected and that energy is the source of it all.
What I gleaned from your book is that you were able to fine tune your thoughts and get rid of the dissonance so that when you ask for an owl or an unusual looking bird that might not be typically seen in this area, and then one showed up, it said to me how incredibly concrete and very, very solid your thought patterns are to be able to bring that, to manifest that.
I can't even make this stuff up. It was the craziest day. I went for a hike with my friend, and so I do have witnesses. I know people are like, this can't possibly happen. This can't possibly happen. But I was. I had asked for an owl for affirmation, or at least an unusual bird. And in my mind's eye, I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll see an owl, because you would never see one in the middle of the day, much less on a public path and a well-trafficked hiking area here in Nashville. And, you know, I got to the end and was pretty crestfallen because I hadn't seen one. And we were almost, you know, to the car, just a quarter of a mile away or so. And I come around the curve pretty fast and almost bumped into this guy. And so I had to look up. And he was carrying a huge macaw on his arm, a big green macaw that was, you know, on a chain on his arm. Like, who goes hiking with a macaw in Nashville, Tennessee? So I got my bird, and literally it took, I was in such a clip, in such a state of mind of it's not happening, that it took, you know, a few steps. I continued on about 50 feet at that clip and then just buckled over. And my friend, you know, I had told him as we started what I was looking for, and it was unbelievable. Neither of us could believe it.
Well, at the time when you told him that, he's like, yeah, right. Uh-huh, sure. aren't you funny? You have a good sense of humor.
Oh, dear. It's very funny. And there's something, you know, I'm not sure this is the greatest talent to, you know, be sharing, if I can find a way to make it useful for others, but I can sense if there's a snake nearby, I will say, hey, there's a snake over there, or something. Like, I am to the point where I can tell animals are present before we see them.
Yes.
And I think that is from that time that I spent in the woods and in the jungle, just really listening and resonating with them.
Your childhood, you described your mom and her instilling in you a value, a reverence, an appreciation, respect for all life forms. And I think that was also a big part of it.
That was critical. I can't thank my mother and father both, especially for the lessons about valuing all living things, and that they all have a purpose, even if they seem scary, and to respect them. And that goes a long way with humanity as well. We might be different and, you know, grow into different things, but you know what, we're all the same at our core, and every person deserves respect.
This has to do with the scorpions. At one point you come to terms with a certain should in your life, and then you realize at that point, then from then on, scorpions weren't an issue.
Right. And I think energetically, it's an important lesson for us that to protect ourselves, you put up a shield like a warrior. It's something portable that you can raise and lower. But a lot of us end up building permanent barriers or walls around our heart, around our emotions. And that's what I had done. And so it's really important that you break those down and use a shield instead to protect your energy.
Just going on that little journey with you, there was so much information that I thought it was just taking a break, a time out, and at the same time tuning in, which is exactly what you're talking about with intuition. So for people to get in touch with you, what's the website and where to follow you?
Yes, they can go to powering-potential.com, and they can check out what I'm doing there. They can also just Google Tabitha A. Scott or Trust Your Animal Instincts with Tabitha Scott, and they will find me on all major social media sites.
There's one quote in here from Gandhi, chapter 29, Ditching the Should Monster. The only devils in the world are those running in our own hearts. That's where the battle should be fought. Mahatma Gandhi. I love that. I love that because basically it comes down to I'm the worst critic of myself, and I should get off my shoulder.
Yes, absolutely. Knock the little critic off of your shoulder and listen instead to your happy little angel on the other shoulder.
Trust your animal instincts. Tabitha Scott, the website powering-potential.com. Wendy's Coffee House, the blog wendyscoffeehouse.com. There's also another one on WordPress, and I link those at the website Audio Boom, where all the shows are archived. I'm also experimenting with one on Buy Me a Coffee. Thanks for listening.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.